Now back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear.
Now you might be eating lunch. You might be hanging with Jets. Grandbaby hanging in the shop, working on the dirt car, or answering emails or tweeting folks. He could be doing all of those at once. He is, of course, Kenny Wallace checking in with us here on 590 The Fan. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing really good. You got one of it right. I am in our race shop with my dear longtime friend Donnie Jumper. He owns Impressive Race Cars out of Hillsboro, Missouri, and we're getting ready to race Farmer City, Illinois, this weekend. So Donnie's in here tuning it up a little bit because he builds these race cars. And then, of course, you ought to see Buddha. Now, Buddha's my car chief, and Buddha looks like a Buddha. He's one of the legendary car chiefs. He's got bald head. Kind of looks like a second man, but he's not.
Now, with Buddha, I'm assuming there's the look, but also that should mean there's some wisdom there. Is he a very wise gentleman?
Oh, my. Hold on. Hey, Buddha, Martin Kilcoin, he's real famous. He just said that. He says you probably have wisdom because Buddhas have wisdom. Is that true? Yes, he says he's smart.
Okay. And always ask somebody, hey, are you smart? Absolutely. Yes, I am. Just ask. I saw you also mentioned, are you scaling back a little bit? I know folks in Michigan were looking for you. They're going back and forth wondering if you're coming up there.
Yeah, hold on one minute. Hey, boys, easy with the hand. Very famous radio station. Give me a 10-minute break. Okay, I'm ready to go now.
So you're going to be where? Are you not going to Martinsville this weekend?
Okay, so I will answer you quickly. Yes, I am scaling back my schedule. Instead of traveling up in the middle of Michigan this year, we realized we have the greatest racetracks in the United States. And I believe I told you this a couple weeks ago. So instead of going to Michigan, we're just going to race right here at Tri-City Speedway across the river in Granite City. And then on Saturday nights, we're going to run Peavey. Now, so this week in Martinsville, I get a total of 4 weekends off for Fox Sports. I know it seems like I've been off a lot lately, but I was off 2 weeks ago, and I was at California over the weekend. Now I'm off again at Martinsville. And here's the reason why. Because they're going to put everything this weekend on Fox Sports 1. So the race, the pre-race, everything's going to be on Fox Sports 1. Nothing will be on Fox. So since they're putting on everything on Fox Sports 1, they're just going to use their network team. But there will still be a Where's Wallace. I taped it, and it's a good one. It's with Denny Hamlin. So, yes, I'm off this weekend, and that was why.
Okay, and Martinsville is my pretend hometown. Martinsville, that's another one of our little antiquated old-school tracks. I think we promised we'd go to Bristol with you at some point. Is Martinsville in that same conversation as far as uniqueness?
Yes, because Martinsville – so if I drove you to Martinsville for a big cup race, you would say, where the hell are you taking me, Herman? It's almost like you're driving down 61, 67, and, you know, all of a sudden – I pull into what looks like an old housing development, and you're like, what in the world? And all of a sudden you go down past these houses that people live in, and there is the oldest racetrack in NASCAR, Martinsville Speedway. And they still run it today. It is legendary because it's so old, and it looks like we're going to keep that one there. It's almost like a Fenway Park type deal.
And do they have housing for everybody in their hotels, or do people just camp out?
That's a great question. There is a little bit of hotels here and there, but a lot of the teams drive like 45 minutes to an hour down to Greensboro, North Carolina. And now me, this is always a good story. So Fox Sports, they like to put me up at a nice hotel, which I really appreciate, but I get impatient with my hyperactivity. I don't like to drive 45 minutes down to Greensboro, so I have my wife just book me a hotel at the Super 8, and that's like 4 miles down the road, and it's perfect.
And if you go to a race there, those are the fans. Now, granted, they're, you're going to have old school, new school fans every track you go to, but I would think the fans in Martinsville, that's, they're the ones who remember Richard Petty racing on dirt.
You got it, and that's where Richard Petty, you're very knowledgeable. You're surprising me a lot lately because you're exactly right. That is where Richard Petty kind of made his legend, was Martinsville Speedway. He would win the race. He would hang out after victory lane, you know, and his car got done going through tech inspection. And actually, the car would be around the Unocal 76 gas pumps, and he would get on the back of it. And Richard would sign autographs for hours. And I'll tell you, when I moved to North Carolina, I stopped in a gas station and became good friends with this gentleman that owned the gas station. And he cornered me one day, and he says, I just want to give you some advice, young man. He says, seems like you're a pretty nice boy, but you need to be like Richard Petty. You just sign those autographs for those fans. And that's a true story, and I took it to heart because of what Richard Petty started at Martinsville Speedway years ago.
Now, do they still make STP? I feel like Richard Petty did those commercials, and with all the engines, we talked about how people don't really work on their cars anymore on the weekends or at home. Wasn't STP yep. one of those, and I don't know anything about cars, but wasn't that something they would spray in there, kind of a lubricant? Is that, I can picture the King holding that up.
Yeah, STP was an additive that you would put in your motor, in your car, and it was supposed, and I guess it does, it did a good job. It had to do a good job. You can't fake your way through life that many years. And I believe STP, hey, let me ask the boys. You can? Yeah, Donnie Jumper, he's a good mechanic. He says you can still buy it. So it's an additive that it's supposed to make your car get better fuel mileage and lubricate the motor a little better than your normal oil.
How about that? A little NASCAR knowledge on the program. Martin Kilcoin joined by Charlie Marlowe. Kenny, Charlie was just holding the Blues accountable out at practice and putting them on guard. What are your hopes for the next 10 games? Do you think they can do it? I think it's Frank had some odds earlier. They're about 50% chance to get in. Tough loss last night by the Kings winning. It was a tough break for the Blues. Kenny, yeah. What are your hopes?
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Where are you at right now, Charlie?
I just got to the studio. I was driving back from the mills in Hazelwood, as Martin said. You have to hold the Blues accountable for their two overtime wins over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, good effort getting back. awesome job. Glad you didn't wreck. here's my thought. You know, it's not that I'm a historian. Now, I am going to the game Wednesday night, by the way, tomorrow night. My thought is this. You know, I look back at 2006, and I just think of athleticism in sports. You know, I'm not the type of St. Louisan that gets mean and goes, oh, I'm done. I just have never liked that because I totally understand competition. If our Blues can do anything, you know, that our St. Louis Cardinals did when we, you know, backed in, so to speak, with 85 wins, you know, if the Blues, I mean, if you want to call it backing in, it's fine with me. If the Blues can get to the playoffs, sometimes, you know, something inspiring happens. I'm not going to make any prediction, but I'll tell you this, I'm not giving up on our Blues. And until they're done, that's when they're done. But, you know, all of us, you know, have seen what our Cardinals have done by just backing in. So, you know, sometimes, you know, listen, I'll remember Derek Jeter, and I'm just going to use a baseball cliche. Jeter said, you have to be really good to win 100 games in regular season. You have to be somewhat lucky to win the World Series. And that was out of the words of Derek Jeter. And I think different teams show up in the playoffs. So I'm hoping that for our Blues.
Now, are you going to be wearing a jersey tomorrow night? And does it say, hey, it's Kenny on the back? What do you parade around in at Scott Trade?
Colton Parayko, my Parayko jersey. Colton's a good dude, man. He's one of us. He's a huge race fan. You know, we've talked about Colton a lot. You know, they're out of Edmonton up there in Canada. And his dad and myself and Colton, you know, in July, you know, last year, 2017, I had Colton and his father down at Daytona as one of my guests, and they had the time of their lives. And, you know, Colton just reaches out to me. He'll just text me. And it's because he's just normal. You know, he's by himself. His family is still up there. So I got a special place for him because he's a good dude.
A good dude and a very good player. The only knock is that they want him to add a little edge. Maybe he could be a little meaner. Do you think you could help in that regard? Adam, just maybe piss him off right before the game.
Well, and you know what? I got to tell you, when you look at coaches, that's their job. You know, I keep using cliches and references so I can get my point across. You know, that's why Jose Oquendo and Willie McGee and Maddux are back, are with the Cardinals. You know, if that's what we need Colton Parayko to do is be mean, I don't think we can go, hey, be mean. But, you know, there is such before the game, if you can just piss somebody off with a smart-ass comment, that's going to be their job. So whatever it takes.
All right, good to talk to Kenny, the Buddha. And who's my other guy, Don Bomber?
Hey, he calls me Don Bomber. That was great. His name is Donnie Jumper.
Donnie Jumper.
Yeah, Donnie Jumper. He owns impressive race cars out in Hillsboro. He's won the National UMP Championship the last 6 years in a row. He's my childhood buddy, and we race together.
Donnie Jumper. It sounds like a nickname as opposed to a real name. Donnie Jumper.
He's always the guy that has jumper cables when people like yep. Martin and I need them. We don't in our car. Donnie Jumper's got you.
Hey, Donnie. Now, they're starting to use cliches a little bit. They're saying, did anybody see cables in high school?
I think all the abuse in high school that you could ever imagine.
Well, there you go, buddy.
There it is. A conversation like no other on the dial. All right, Kenny, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot. Talk to you all later. Bye.
All right, Donnie
you,
Jumper
buddy.
And Buddha were there in the
Love
shop
it.
In Imperial. Hockey Bob lives in Arnold and did text in earlier, said he wanted to clarify, does Kenny live in Arnold? And we put his address on TV last year when he was famously having that garage sale. He technically lives in Imperial, but I think it's like a matter of yards or feet.
And by the way, when you say we put his address out there, he wanted us to.
Correct.
And his garage sale, I was there for it. It was such a huge success that I'm pretty sure they sold out everything they wanted to very quickly that morning. Due to, first of all, Kenny's got great stuff. Everybody loves him, but also some nice media attention maybe as well.
His daughter said, Dad, Channel 2's got our address on the TV right now. Then he went outside, and there was a line around the corner selling stuff.
It was like Field of Dreams with the cars and the lights all waiting for sunrise for Kenny Wallace's garage sale.
I was wondering, too, a dramatic pause there, Charlie. Welcome. Good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here.
Chuck Marlowe is here. He was out at the mills. I wonder if you're a race car driver by profession, if any time somebody completes a drive, you say, glad you didn't wreck, because all you said was, oh, I just drove here from the mills, and the first thing he said was, glad you didn't wreck. Like, well, I really didn't think of it that way. I don't think of that every time I successfully go from one spot to the next.
But Kenny's smart. He knows that I was trying to get back as quick as possible
Did
to get
speed?
To the radio. I always speed within reason. I try to go, what do they say?
10.
9 is fine.
Yeah.
10, you're mine. So I think if you go 9 over.
That? 9 is fine.
9 is fine.
10
you're
mine.
There's coming from the cop.
Of course, there's a problem with that entire phrasing. You can make it work for any number. Because I've had cops tell me 7,
eight
you're fine,
is
8,
fine,
you're mine.
7,
no,
you're
but
mine?
9 rhymes with fine. 7
right.
doesn't rhyme with fine.
Yeah, but the fine in mine, but the fine in mine is the rhyme works
but
enough.
The 9.
Locks
but it works enough on
the
guy.
9. The 9 is the bridge.
Oh, for I'm just saying, I've had cops
tell me
that.
I got a headache. Jesus.
I came back for this.
Just watch out.
And for Donnie Jumper.
No, but usually I try to
not wreck.
Get back and not wreck as quick as possible, but I thought for today, because the big news was Tarasenko, what's going on with him? I wanted to stay till the end and then do a quick little TV report for Fox 2 that will air at 5 or 6. So Mike Yo saying Tarasenko was in the building, was not out on the ice. You've probably seen from Twitter and all that. And Mike Yo said he is doubtful for tomorrow's game against Boston. And then I asked him, is it an upper body injury? Is it concussion protocol? And he said upper body.
It's amazing how they have to lie if you're an NHL or just avoid the truth at every turn. It's like, well, we'll see how he does, and it looks like he won't be able to go tonight. And then the guy's got, like, you know, two broken legs. Well, we'll see how he looks, and We just decided last minute to keep him out. It's just part of the job. Like, Mike Yeo is a nice guy who seems to have some integrity, but part of his job is to be coy at all times and not tell you the real story. Well, we'll just kind of hold him on. Upper body.
But you get that, too, in terms of sports like football and hockey that are collision sports. I don't think, even if, look, you can go back, if you're scouting the Blues and see where the injury took place, but sometimes things happen in practice and all that, but I don't think you want other teams targeting specific areas, especially in the postseason, so I get that.
Correct. It's part of the job. Blues and Bruins tomorrow night. What was the rest of the buzz out there? What were the boys saying? What was the chatter? How's the room?
Basically, we're kind of going back to that narrative, which is a great thing, of defensemen being more offensive. We talked about that so much for the first month or so of the season, and obviously we've seen that the last couple weeks. Alex Pietrangelo, the NHL's top star of the week, and I asked him about that, and I wasn't sure if that was the first time he got the top star, and it sounded like it's the first time he's ever gotten any star, which kind of surprised me because he's been around for a long time and been a very good player. But Petro with 9 points last week, he had 3 goals, 6 assists. So you're seeing defensemen scoring again. Obviously, Jake Allen is playing better. And just 2 must-wins over the weekend. It's so crazy now, though, that you're looking at the standings. Last night at Fox 2, Martin, we're watching that game, Wild and Kings. I mean, there's a very good chance this thing comes down to 1 point. That 1 point will determine this. And you see the Kings score with, what, 47 seconds left in regulation to get at least 1 point, and then they win it in overtime. And that went from, you're thinking, 0 points for the Kings to 2 points about 10 minutes later. And that's the type of thing, unfortunately, that 2 weeks from now might keep you out of the playoffs.
And I have to say, I'm partly responsible,
you
slightly responsible.
You, just, meant, you do.
I meant to ask Kenny Wallace how superstitious he is and if race car drivers are as superstitious as anybody in any other sport. It's about 9:37 last night, and the sports hits probably like 43, 44. So I'm getting ready to go out to the set. We've got the Minnesota game. We're watching the game. We're going to show some highlights because the Blues are off, so that game is of relevance because of the Kings. You're a point behind the Kings. They're now playing that extra game. Boy, if they could just lose on a night where you're off, that would be great. Yeah, they're winning 2-0. Like, it's not going to happen. Well, the Wild come back. They lead it 3-2. You're like, this is great. The Kings are going to lose. There was about 1.5 minutes in the game. Now, I've got to get out on the set. So on the screen, there's a score at the bottom of your screen. It'll pop up over the video that'll have the final score. So I said, you know what? I'm just putting it in. 3-2, final. And I turned to Dave Jobe of Jober's Joke of the Week and Chuck Marlow, my longtime assistant, and I said, I'm going to do it. And I knew what that meant because in our world, anytime we put a graphic in and just hit final, it usually backfires. I take responsibility for the Kings' comeback. It was within 20 seconds after I did it, maybe, the Kings tied it. And I said, I can't believe this. Blanking crap happens every time because now I got to change my graphic. And more importantly, it's bad news for the Blues. I take full responsibility.
We love to read the schedule like our guy Douglas. The more and more.
Vancouver.
I'm telling you, final week of the season, you have 10 games left for the Blues. And in terms of a way to finish the year, you have the home and home with the Blackhawks. We all know the Blackhawks are not a good team, but they barely beat them Sunday. And you got to think the Hawks this year with nothing else to play for but to spoil the Blues season. But you have 2 games against the Blackhawks, and then you end at Colorado a back-to-back.
Colorado, back-to-back.
So think about that, though. Your last 3 games, very winnable, and then that last game at the Avalanche on a back-to-back, it could be coming down to Blues or Avalanche, who gets in based on that final game of the season.
Oh, boy, can they?
Good versus evil.
Kroenke.
Kroenke's
wow.
Team in Denver, the Pepsi Center. All right, before we get to the end of the day, let's talk about a nice night out. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe it's a big date night. Think about going to the Tenderloin Room. This is a tradition in St. Louis that's been around since the early 60s. Family run since 1993. Make sure you start. Charlie, you like a good appetizer? I bet you like a good appetizer.
I love all kinds of food, but appetizers, mushrooms, what are we talking about?
How about a little bacon-wrapped tenderloin tips?
Yes.
In the homemade steak sauce, of course, for that meal, dinner, lunch, the classic pepperloin a la tenderloin, cowboy ribeye, all of this served up by the Karaginis family. Dino and Jules running things. Their daughters are now help and run the operation, sit at the bar. They're a classic bar inside the Chase Park Plaza. You can just feel the history in there. Get the tenderloin sandwich for lunch. Great business lunch place. Nice and quiet, intimate, great setting for a great lunch or maybe a family event, birthday dinner, celebration dinner. It is the Tenderloin Room inside the Chase Park Plaza.
I'm saying it right now. I'm going to the Tenderloin Room when I win my bet against my wife.
When?
For the bracket challenge.
The big word, when.
When?
Not if.
Win that.
Not
well, if Duke wins it all, she's probably going to beat me, but I'll say, look, we're going to the Tenderloin Room regardless.
Tenderloin Room is open 7 days a week. Walk-ins are welcome. Reservations are encouraged. Call down there, 361-0900. Dino's probably the one answering the phone, 361-0900. Log on to tenderloinroom.com for that next night out. Make sure you check out the Tenderloin Room.
Okay, I usually have to send these live reads, so now you're done, and now I can ask if you were to call the Tenderloin Room and Dino answers, how does that conversation
go? Okay, because the other live reads that you send them, they'd be like, oh, why is Martin talking like a guy from Wyoming, living in a mobile home, doing a show here, calling people out that used to do things 5-10 years ago?
And well, if the accent sounds nothing like Wyoming.
Yeah.
You signed Alan Craig to a long-term deal?
What are you thinking? Hey, John Mozeliak, I got news for you, okay?
Lou Brock wouldn't appreciate that kind of deal, and neither do I.
Ty Wigginton? 2 years? Forget about it.
Come on. You stink. Yeah, that's right. I'm not afraid to stir it up, and I can talk for 40 minutes straight. Got no commercials. That's
right. The Blues back in the day, let me go out Wikipedia and look up some of their names. The Blues back in the day would have hated this red guy would have hated this.
You think Red Berenson would like this? Not happy. Not one bit.
And this Peter Angelo guy, he's got nothing.
Time for the end of the day.
Ooh, all right.
The day. Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
I meant to bring this up yesterday. I forgot to, but CBS or Turner Sports, they did it again. They really have to stop. I get that the tournament is emotional, and if you're younger, the idea of
you're not saying blank you, Sister Jean,
no,
are you?
No, no, okay. But the idea of when you're like 9 or 10 or even younger and you're just getting into sports and you realize like how big those losses are, you might not be able to handle it appropriately. I would really appreciate it if they stopped showing crying children in the stands.
Disagree.
That gets, boy.
Could not disagree more. We can argue for the next 7 minutes about this.
You really enjoy watching a 7-year-old cry in public?
Listen, there's nothing funnier than seeing that fan that just got their heart stomped on in a big-time game, and when they show that close-up and that person crying.
If they're like college age, they should know better.
Hey, that's a good lesson to this kid. Look, life isn't fair. Life is not going to work out in your favor every time. Get over it. You learn that lesson early.
But they don't need to learn that lesson with millions of people watching it.
Charlie has the Northwestern kid framed in his room somewhere.
Look, I guess so.
Nobody knows these kids' names. Nobody knows what they look like. Like 12 years from now, hey, are you that kid that cried because Loyola won or lost? Nobody knows them.
I think what bothers me is they want it to happen. Who is the Houston player with the pony, with the man bun and little ponytail?
His little brother.
His little
brother
in the stand after Michigan hit the game-winning shot. They panned immediately to the kid who was handling it well, but you know there's a director in a booth somewhere going, show the kid, I hope he's crying. I want tears.
Hey, zoom in, I'm looking for tears. Hey, where's that nun broad? I need a shot.
What if you wanted joy, though? It just happened to be that it went the other way.
I mean, you want those, to him.
Look, but you would never complain about the fantastic reaction shots in a positive
because
way.
Because I don't revel in people's misery, Chuck.
Okay, but my point
is, I revel in their happiness.
If you're a director, you got to have the crowd shots ready on both fan bases for the joy.
They show the happy fan base.
And you have the adulation, you have the thrill of victory, and then you have the agony of defeat. And that's part of the story.
World of sports.
The ball is tipped. The kid is crying.
Hey, is there anything better then watching on Twitter or social media when you see the game-winning shot and they throw the Titanic theme song on that video, and then when Celine Dion hits the chorus, it's hilarious to see the cheering and then the sadness.
And I'm not against crowd reaction.
You just don't want the kids.
I just don't want the crying 9-year-old. That's all I don't want.
What's the age limit?
9 is fine. 10, you're mine.
Now, wait a second. That works with any number, though, because if you say 13 is fine, but 12,
no,
you're mine.
If they're college age, fine. Embarrass them. But if they're 9 or 8, like, what's What's the benefit?
If you face paint, I got you.
If you're old enough to buy a gun, you're old enough to be shown on TV crying when your team loses.
Well, my grandpappy got
me
a gun when I was
college age kids. You're agreeing.
Listen, I don't care if a six-year-old kid is crying. Oh, it's kind of funny. Nobody knows who he
you're,
is.
You're a father,
nobody,
Charlie.
Hey, nobody makes fun of the kid. Nobody knows the person's name. Nobody knows what the person looks like. It's not going to, like,
ruin
their
life. You're a terrible
life.
Person now. Update.
That's fine.
A new poll. Who's the biggest jerk? Martin Kilcoin, Andy Strickland, or Charlie Marlowe?
Do you remember Jordan Clarkson, the former Missouri basketball player, now plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
How many Mizzou years? Did he have one or two?
Was it one?
Just the one.
Okay. Was the Laker now in Cleveland. He was on the Road Trippin' podcast the other day. It was dropped yesterday. And somehow dinosaurs came up, and here it is.
DJ Montage has a few things. You've obviously escaped them that he does not believe in.
What do you mean?
He doesn't believe in Elvis. And he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Hold on. How don't you believe in Elvis?
I don't believe in dinosaurs either.
That's what?
Well, no, I actually do. I believe that.
What?
All right, this is going to get a little crazy, all right?
Oh.
So,
hold on,
I'm
going
to take y'all a little left on this. All right, so y'all know how we got dogs and stuff, right?
Right.
So, I think it was bigger people on the world before us. And, like, the dinosaurs was they pets. Yeah.
Yeah. On a leash.
Yeah.
Like a pet.
Yeah.
So, how big were these people?
Oh, you look at a dinosaur, they got to be 3 times bigger than them.
Where are their bones?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's probably watching
There's
Flintstones.
There's Jordan Clarkson.
Flintstones growing up, that's kind of the case, right?
Am I the only person who still, throughout the entire clip, just wants to understand how that guy doesn't believe in Elvis?
Yeah, it
no.
starts with that. He's
yeah.
like,
how do you not believe it? I need that explained to me right now. You're talking about a historical person who died only 40 years ago. I need answers.
We do have a video of Elvis, and we have dinosaur bones. We do not have bones of people larger than dinosaurs. Finally, to wrap up,
hashtag Mizzou made.
I haven't done this in a while. I feel bad, but since Chuck, you were back from the Blues, in honor of Mike Yo, good show, bad show. I think, Martin, you had a good show because you're here for the full hour. Rock had a good show behind the board. I think I had a pretty good show. I think
Dale
actually,
Brown,
I had a great
love
show
you.
Because of Dale Brown. Chuck, you had a bad show because you like watching kids cry on TV after bad moments.
Okay, that's fair. But I did try and hustle to get back.
I know, I was joking.
And you didn't wreck.
And listen,
no wreck.
I listened as I was driving to the Mills, the Dale Brown interview, and I texted Frank. It was fantastic. The stories that Dale Brown told about Shaquille O'Neal as a 13-year-old, about Pete Maravich overcoming all of his issues and finding Jesus later on in life, that was a fantastic listen.
And Frank didn't ask the follow-up, but he voted for either Jill Stein or Gary Johnson.
I was trying to figure that out, too.
He mentioned he did not vote for either Hillary or Trump in 2016. So either Jill or Gary. Maybe Dale just wrote his own name in for president, and Dale Brown got a vote.
I'd vote for Dale Brown.
And Dale Brown for 2020.
And that is.
That's the end of the day.
End of the day. I'm just picturing these really large people walking dinosaurs. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. There's a lot of weed in the NBA.
Mind you, he's in the same locker room as Kyrie Irving, who believes that the Earth is flat.
He's not in the same locker room as Kyrie Irving.
What's he say?
Kyrie Irving plays for the Boston Celtics.
Thank you. Hey, 9 is fine, though.
There you go. 10-year mine.
10-year mine.
Bertarelli.
Sharp City, baby.
Sharp City. Bertarelli. Cutlery. On the Hill. 1927 Marconi. They'll sharpen your knives. You can go there and get all of your disposable items, trash can liners, hygienic gloves. That's Bertarelli Paper Co. But it's fantastic, Martin. It's on the Hill. Go down there. Maybe get a lunch or a dinner and then check out Sharp City. Bertarelli Cutlery, been one of our sponsors for years. We love them. You love them. Check them out, BertarelliCutlery.com.
All right, that'll do it for the Midday Grind. The Hard Line is coming your way next. Congrats to us. We'll see you tomorrow.